Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Beyonce didn't feel welcome in country, but Maren has her back. Glorilla is joining Meg and Olivia's Deluxe. We hang out with Chief Keef at Rolling Loud. Go backstage with New Jeans and Bebe Rexha at Women in Music. Head to Madrid with Nicki Nicole and are on set with Dave East. Happy Wednesday, March 20th, and I gotta say Billboard News really be doing the thing. We have so much great behind-the-scenes content for you, but before we give you the VIP treatment, here's three things in music news you need to know today. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter arrives on March 29th, and she just unveiled the very iconic cover in which she's back on the saddle in the most patriotic way. And boy, did she get candid in the caption saying, "It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcome. And it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. This ain't a country album, this is a Beyoncé album." Fans think she was talking about this country award show with the chicks. Maren Morris commented on the post, "Drag them queen." And I agree, I love her reclaiming all these genres that black people had a role in creating. We are so excited for Cowboy Carter and Act 3. And Megan Thee Stallion announced her tour, but now we have dates and an opener. Glorilla will be joining the Hot Girl Summer Tour. It kicks off May in Minneapolis and goes international before wrapping in DC late July. Yeah, Glow, we about to be in these streets. And lastly, Olivia Rodrigo announced during her show on the Guts Tour that the Guts album is getting a deluxe. Guts Filled includes 5 new tracks, 4 of which have been on vinyls, and new track So American that was recorded after the album was released. Injected in my veins, it's out Friday the 22nd.
Some advice that I would give to women in the industry, well, actually, we're like very new to the industry too, so we're still learning, and I would just like to say that believe in yourself, trust your gut feeling, and don't get hurt, because that would be very sad. Yes.
I think it's a very, very important thing to have friends like my members around you. I think without them, it wouldn't be this much fun and, you know, exciting. So to have good friends around you, I think, would be a really important factor.
Hi, I'm Bebe Rexha, and this is 5 Things You Don't Know About My Music. My favorite music video I've ever shot was Sacrifice, and it was inspired by the movie Blade. And it's me and my vampire girlfriends, and we seek revenge on a very bad guy. Every time I record a song, it's always different. Sometimes I'll start with chords, sometimes I'll start with a concept or a title. Sometimes something happens to me that day and I want to write about it. But the recording process for me changes every time. But a lot of the songs that have been the most successful, you know, on the charts have been stuff that have started just with me and the piano. I love performing in Amsterdam, but also I loved it when I was in Japan as well. That was really fun. I don't love just one place. I personally just love meeting fans from everywhere around the world. I always want to see what the city looks like and not just go to the touristy parts. I like finding like the grungy places. That's fun for me. Yeah, my first album ever was called Expectations, and it was based off of a quote that an old manager told me, because I was going through the music industry as a songwriter, kept getting, you know, in really not great situations. And he told me, he's like, honestly, the best thing in life is having no expectations. So whether you're going on a date or walking into a studio session or meeting somebody, don't think, oh, I hope this date goes well, or build a fantasy in your head. Just walk in very neutral. And I feel like that's the reason why I call my album Expectations. That was my first album. My favorite accomplishment ever is I was studying to be a classically trained opera singer, and I got into this program. It was like a New York City program, a New York State program, and it's very hard to get into it. That was a really exciting moment for me. But the crazy thing is, what happened is when you get picked, you go upstate New York and you sing with a whole choir. It's like a choir situation, and I end up getting the flu that day. But you know, that's life. But here I am at the Billboard. Women in music.
And you know Billboard is your bestie when we travel internationally for you. And this time, we're in Madrid. Billboard Espanol cover star Nicki Nicole opened up about breakups, heartache, and a new song with her longtime idol Alejandro Sanz. She appeared at Billboard's first ever Encuentro de la Música en Español in partnership with the city of Madrid. The event showcased Spanish and Latin American music and talent to celebrate the global rise of Spanish music. Showcasing artists from both sides of the Atlantic, the conference featured Spanish icon Rafael, who sat down for an exclusive Q&A. Nicki Nicole gave an amazing performance backed by a three-piece band playing a totally new version of her greatest hits. The Argentinian singer and rapper will play her first sold-out arena show in Spain on March 21st after 9 sold-out shows in Buenos Aires. The event also featured conversations with artists like Luis Cobos, Lamala Rodriguez, and Paula Sendejas, as well as music executives and managers. And we make it back to LA for Rolling Loud, and even though it was 3 days ago, I am still tired. But man, did we have a time.
Saying she wanted to come through, I said, hell fucking yeah. Oh, shit. I've been working on that shit, man. It's actually dope, man. I mean, you know, but when I do go on tour, I'll be ready to go home.
Chief Keef is the epitome of a mood. And from following him to his juice set at Rolling Loud and heading backstage with him and Mike Will Made It, it went down with the man Sosa and Billboard News. Arriving just before his set, everybody, and I mean everybody, was excited for Chief Keef at Rolling Loud. And he ran to the stage to give the people what they want. Rolling Loud, California, give it up for Chief Keef.
Mike Will
made it, Chief Keef, let's get it.
Mike Will.
Hey. Don't slip, nigga.
And right afterwards, he was in high demand as he doesn't do press often. But Billboard was able to hop in the van with the legend for some hilarious shenanigans. Cruise backstage and chat all about the show and his new project. Hanging out backstage with Chief Keef at Rolling Loud, man. The festival has been such a vibe. The fans was loving your set. How was it up there, man?
Always dope. It's always loud. Rolling Loud.
I mean, you had Sexy Red up there, man. How did you guys start working together? It was so good.
I just know she fuck with me real heavy. I fuck with her too. Saying she wanted to come through, I said, hell fucking yeah.
And I mean, what do you think it is about her that has like made people go so crazy for Sexy Red?
You can tell she really just come from where we come from.
I feel you on that, man. And then also, you know, you just dropped Dirty Nachos and Mike Will Made It.
Nigga, get off your block and take a trip, nigga.
So what made y'all decide to collaborate on that project together?
That's my dog. He right there. Wait here.
He's right here, man.
He's on here. That's my boy.
And the fan reaction has been great. How's it feel to finally have the project out there?
That ain't even one we supposed to been dropped. That's just something he decided, you know what I'm saying? Let's just drop something before we do what we supposed to drop. Yeah, man, like I said, that's my man's. We always together. We always working too.
And then you got Almighty Soul, like the sequel to part two coming out, man. So tell me what the fans gonna expect from that.
Oh shit. I've been working on that shit, man. It's actually dope, man. Got some different stuff on it.
Got some features you can tease us with a little bit?
Yeah, I got some features on there, but I just want to, keep it a surprise if they don't know already.
Okay, cool, man. And now I just want to ask you, what's it like to tour with Chief Keef?
I like being at home, so, I mean, you know, but when I do go on tour, I'll be ready to go home.
Hey, I feel you on that. So what do you need to make you feel at home while you're out there? What's, like, the items you need on your tour?
Ain't really no items. I do take, like, a game or something with me. I need a fan in my hotel. I gotta have a fan.
And then what's the first thing you need when you get off a stage outside of doing an interview with me, because that's whack?
A blunt?
Well, somebody get this man a blunt, man. Thank you so much.
I got hella blunts. I ain't stressing. I got too many of them bitches.
I appreciate you talking to us. Thanks for hanging out with Billboard, bro. Thanks, man.
Thank y'all.
And from concerts to festivals to music videos, we got you covered.
Yo, you already know, man. It's your boy Davies reporting live from the Deli Hall of New York City. What's good? Shouts to Billboard. For me personally, it's a super dope project to be a part of, just with the whole British Punjabi scene. Big shout out to the whole movement, to meet Raph, and me came through with the homies, and we really caught a vibe. Catching that energy with Raph right there on the spot, I think that definitely set that record off.
So the video concept for this is, they're like, yo, this is 4 a.m. music, 4 a.m. fashion, 4 a.m. revenge, but we come in peace.
But look at me, I'm out here looking gorgeous.
For the full behind the video, head to Billboard's YouTube. What a show, people. Thanks for hanging. Come back tomorrow and we'll talk all things Shakira and TikTok. This is Billboard News.